the numbers are totally off as far as who's dying, what the scope of this epidemic is worldwide, because these terms are being used interchangeably.
It's not viral pneumonia that requires ventilation. What's going on is an attack on red blood cells, and the attack on the red blood cells due to the virus is releasing the iron. When that iron gets released, the liver tries to sop up all that iron, but it's that iron that makes its way to the lungs, and it's in the lungs that that iron creates the inflammation response, which is what creates the cytokine storm. So it's mimicking pneumonia, but it's not pneumonia.
And that's what's going on in the hospitals. The doctors aren't allowed to be free thinkers. They aren't allowed to be critical thinkers. They're allowed to follow protocol. And when they don't follow protocol, then things happen. And that could be linked to the litigious society that we live in. But what it does is it stifles creativity, and it stifles out-of-the-box thinking, and it stifles saving lives in times like this.
It's a fear. They've created a fear, and we're going to save you. No, we have, especially on this Good Friday, we have a God-given immune system. We don't have to walk around in masks. We just have to take care of our God-given immune system.
With the COVID-19 virus crisis and the number of casualties with the flu, if you have not been looking at C60 as a means to significantly improve your immunities by now, you should be. Here's why. First, a strong and healthy immune system is your body's first defense, and for those with a strong immune system, your body will adequately fight viruses without medical intervention. Second, C60 is safe as long as you are taking high-quality C60 with no added fillers or solvents. Third, C60 is the best means of removing free radicals from your body that exists. It's at least 200 times better at this function than vitamin C and any other antioxidant. Fourth, as Dr. Chu Lee stated on a previous show, COVID-19 creates massive amounts of free radicals, which is causing organ failure for those with weaker immune systems. So now it becomes clear you need the best free radical fighter that exists, and that is C60 with black seed oil and curcumin. Why black seed oil and curcumin? Because these two ingredients are the absolute best at supporting C60 to fight viruses and to improve your immune system. Go to sarahwestall.com/shop and learn more about why this formula is so powerful for building your immunities. And it's now available in gel capsules and by diffuser for more serious needs. Be sure to read the research and, of course, use the current coupons to save money when you buy. Patrons also receive a 10% discount. You can find that code at patreon.com/sarahwestall. Remember, keeping you and your family safe is the most important thing you can do.
It's really sad. I mean, it comes to right of self-determination, right? I mean, there's a certain point that we have the right of survival, and we should be able to reject this. And there's enough of people who understand that there's something seriously wrong. Do you think? Go ahead.
I have another theory.
Yeah.
I have another theory on COVID, COVID-19 in particular, and just from personal conversations with people who I think have it and have been battling it, and I think there's some segment of this virus that mimics the herpes virus, that somewhere in the body there is a depot of this virus that's hiding it from the immune system, because it seems to come back and it seems to recur and it seems to rear its ugly head again every so often.
Yeah, and that
I don't know. I haven't read anything about it. I haven't. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying I have read some studies that 30%, there was some study coming out of somewhere China that said that 30% of the people are having reoccurring COVID-19, and then of those people that get it, it's a significant amount of those people actually die from it. So if you're starting to see some herpes similarities, I mean, is this what we're in for? That's the question, because we do know that there's a virus out there. You know, whether we're talking 5G and all these other issues and pollution, maybe there are some other issues here, but there really is a virus that's going around that is contagious, that's different. I mean, the people that are saying it's all a hoax and there's no virus.
It's very contagious.
Yeah, that's BS. We know there's this virus. And, you know, Corey Diggs did a great job. She talked to I don't know how many hospitals and how many nurses, and she just verified it across the entire country that this is indeed something's going on. And so we just got to put that to rest. But there is this notion that it might be like herpes, like you're saying. And what more did you see that made you believe that it's happening? Maybe, Judy, you see something too, but is this what we're in for?
Well, what I've seen, what I base that on, is that the people that presumptively have the COVID-19 exposure and go through the classic symptoms, then through, I'm going to tell you, through non-traditional therapies, because none of them ever went to the hospital, they were feeling much better, but then all of a sudden it comes back up and just kicks your ass again the second time around.
And it's worse.
And the same way they got rid of it the first time, they got rid of it the second time. But is it, I mean, where is this hiding? Where in the body? What's the depot? Go ahead, Judy.
Yeah, that we don't know much about the reservoirs of the coronavirus is, you know, beyond the lungs. And but what we do know is a lot about the herpes viruses, the other RNA viruses, the mouse cancer causing viruses known as XMRVs, which we isolated and showed it as the 25 million Americans were carrying, and 3 million or to 5 million of those were sick with things called chronic Lyme or chronic fatigue syndrome. And these people aren't sick according to the government, they're just crazy. So what happens is what I call these diseases are acquired endocannabinoid immune deficiencies, because it's primarily your innate immune response, those resident macrophages. And we know that HIV, you know, hides in the resident macrophages, and the macrophages, the tissues, every tissue, the liver, the lung, the brain, the ocular, the skin, have a subset of resident stem cell macrophages before you're born, your whole life, and they just scan the environment for toxins of all kinds. And when they respond, they're responding inflamed. A second subset of cells called the plasmacytoid dendritic cells, those are other antigen-presenting cells that overlapping, they make 97% of your type 1 interferon. So, and they're crippled by the XMRV infection and some of the retroviral infections, which are also contaminants of many of our vaccines. So these viruses are being injected, and microbes, mycoplasma, mold, and antibiotics are being injected from the time a day-old infant is born. Since 1986, and all liability was removed by the act, the federal act. So all of these viruses are in you. And when you wake up, these frontline, we call it the innate immune response. They're scanning for everything. And the last one of the more important is natural killer cells. What do? They kill virus-infected cells, and they kill cancer cells. So Joe said people with cancer. Well, people with cancer are immune compromised. So it's the immune compromised, and that would probably be half of all America now, because it's been more than, 35 years that, not a single safety study or looking at any of these questions have been done in our vaccine program. Our blood supply is heavily contaminated with all kinds of things, and likely even coronaviruses. So, I'm trying not to throw things at the TV, but I try to watch a movie. And here in Los Angeles, Ventura, and the American Red Cross is calling for blood donors. Oh, this is a lung infection. Don't worry about it, folks. Come give blood. And they're showing people just sitting there. No. How do you think we spread HIV around the world? What are you thinking? You know, if you don't leave your house to go to the grocery store without your mask and stand, why would you give your blood infected with all kinds of things? Contaminated.
Well, and they're not testing them.
It's insanity.
They're not testing them to make sure that their blood isn't infected. which is what makes it really stupid.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Well,
yep. Well, and if they are testing, and we got to make sure it's one of the good tests and not one of the largely false positive tests.
Well, and
correct.
Are those
80% false positive?
Yeah, 80% false positive. And now is
I don't know the brands, but I've heard that a lot of the tests are very, very flawed.
That's fantastic.
And the CDC and the FDA knew it.
Yeah.
So it's just
they knew
we're just
it months
running
ago
blind.
And they did it anyway.
We're running blind, and it's kind of a big freaking farce. One thing that a really great journalist, Tracy Beans, she was on Joe Pags, so kudos to Joe Pags for putting Tracy Beans on there. But she discovered, she's been doing a lot of research and realized that there was this virus that was going around starting in November and December, and there was a lot of numbers in the hospital, some virus that the doctors didn't know what the hell it was. And they said, you don't have the flu, we don't know what it is, but you got some kind of humdinger of something, and it's viral. And that was showing up in large numbers everywhere. And then all of a sudden they started reclassifying things as COVID-19, and all those numbers disappeared. So something was started here in November, right. And the timing is right to have been right after that, in Wuhan, they had those military Olympics or whatever they had, where all the different countries had their military there. And after that, that's when everybody started seeing this. So the numbers look like there's
correct.
Something more here. I really highly suggest people go check out Tracy Bean's report on that, because she's doing excellent work there. I don't know if you've heard anything about that.
Yeah, and in fact, these are, stories around all our communities. And what I was saying before, if we simply did a serology test, we could prove that certain pockets are immune. They have had a natural herd immunity to the infection. No need for vaccines, no need for anything, and we can all go back to work. So we're being lied to on many, many, many fronts because, it was supposedly the seafood market person on December 1st of 19. And clearly this was in this country. Same thing with Italy. It was January of last year in Italy. And these things unfortunately coincide with mass vaccination programs for influenza vaccines. And this, again, these influenza vaccines carry coronaviruses, because all animals carry coronaviruses, and they're made in either bird cells or dog cells in the case of the four influenza virus. So these virus influenza, causes an upper respiratory infection. Why would you put, and we put the quadruple dose in our old people every year because their immune systems are weakening. Hammer them, kill them quick. It's crazy, but this is what's been going on now for decades. And I really believe everybody knows it. So that was why, Tony Fauci, said in a Bill Gates foundation meeting a few years ago that Trump was going to, in 2017, that Trump was going to see his epidemic. He was going to face his blah, blah, blah. Who are you to destroy our country? It's, Tony Fauci should, and all of the criminals in the CDC and the FDA, and they're convicted. They've committed, fraud, extortion of scientists who won't cover up the data. Murder, murder, murder. They call it suicide. He just killed himself one day when he was on the top of the world and had a beautiful wife. Doctor just happened to discover something. We all recall Timothy Cunningham, who a few years ago, this is a really tough flu season. We don't know what's going on, and the flu vaccine's only 19% effective, but get it anyway, because you don't want to get that and something else. So they know this is insanity from a medical and scientific point of view. And yet I walked in the grocery store and it still said, get your flu shot here. 36% increase in getting COVID-19 if you got a flu shot. And they know it. Three, publications. And depending on the type of flu shot, it could be 440%, depending on the formulation.
And people believe them.
So, these other things.
And people trust them and believe them.
I know.
And
well, that's, that, That's because the news anchors at night are saying it. It's that it fits the agenda. But really, I really like your what you said about the military Olympics they had in Wuhan and that they noticed another virus coming out. What I would say about that is that temporal relationships don't lie. Look at the timelines, look at the exposures, and look at the pieces that are known. And if somebody is allowed to do that, we're going to learn a lot. That's the key, though. They have to be allowed to do that.
Yeah, and we have to figure out what's really going on. And we can't allow our whole way of life to go down. It seems like this, we're at war, and they're purposely destroying our economy and wanting to kill people or do something. I don't know. It's really scary. And, you know, I was talking to someone I was interviewing, and we're like, well, we kind of knew something was coming up, but I still have cognitive dissonance because I can't imagine that they're actually doing it. I mean, you know, what the hell? What is actually happening? I mean, we were talking about stuff for years, but really? You know?
I'm coming to grips with the new level of evil that the human race can bring upon itself.
And we're living it right. Oh my God. Okay, now what is the deal with Bill Gates? He wants to make sure everyone's vaccinated and chip them. Who the hell is he?
He owns the patent.
Who the hell is he to tell us we all need to get vaccinated and chipped? Who the hell is he? But what do you think? You know, I mean, what do you guys think on that? I mean, shouldn't we have some kind of right of self-determination?
I think it's crazy.
I mean, what do we have to do to make sure these nut jobs, he's a wacko weirdo, aren't right. running, just because he has money, does not, people who've been in the, and this is me, people who've been in the computing industry, been in software, who've been in, you know, systems development, we know that guy's not a good guy. The crap he did to people and companies and shut people down, all these people think he's this great guy, he's this big philanthropist. He was an asshole to so many people throughout his entire career. We know that. He's established it well. Talk to anybody who's been in the software industry. He's not magically now this amazing person. Who does he think he is to vaccine everybody and to chip everybody? What are your thoughts on that, Judy? Knowing with your background, you're probably horrified.
I knew it all along, and he and Tony Fauci holds all the patents on the envelope proteins and many patents on the envelope protein of HIV. So as the documentary from the Epoch Times showed yesterday, exposing the origins of it as a lie from what we've been told. Oh, so here these two guys hold the patents on the vaccines. So we chip everyone, we make them sick, we've got control. And so what I think of it is what I've been doing, you know, my whole life, but especially these last few months, is I won't wear a mask unless it's the masquerade from New Orleans I've got, because this is all all propaganda masquerade as science to scare people. And you won't stop me from going out, and I won't social distance. You know, in public we go like this. I mean, this is crazy. You know, spraying, it's, you know, I feel for the people. It's a fear. They've created a fear, and we're going to save you. No, we have, especially on this Good Friday, we have a God-given immune system. We don't have to walk around in masks. We just have to take care of our God-given immune system and love each other. You know, God is love. You can't fear. Somebody gave me the ugliest look in the grocery store. It's like, because I wouldn't stand on the little feet on the floor that the CDC sold them. Well, no, the CDC is a criminal organization who maimed and destroyed the lives of millions of children and covered it with the MMR vaccine, and their little vaccines don't cause autism. They destroyed the lives of millions of families for 20 years and have covered it up. No, and so when it was revealed in 2014, you know, what did they do? Oh, they created that little Ebola outbreak in Liberia and killed 21,000 of those deplorables sitting on the diamonds and oil. And who led the way in that program to save them? Oh, Bill Gates and his vaccines. So we know this. We know they've been doing this.
And we as a people need to stand up, take off the mask, go out in the street and say, uh-uh, if we allow them to take away any more of our freedoms. I mean, here in California, they took away our religious freedom 5 years ago. You can't do that. You can't prevent my child from going to school if those vaccines are against our religion. This is where we have to take back our constitutional rights. I don't care what the governor says. I don't care what the mayor of New York says, telling those beautiful pastors and priests, oh, close your church now, or I'll close it permanently. You know, no, you're not God, and we're a country under God, even though they took it away from us.
Who the hell are you?
Bravo, encore.
Yeah, who the hell is it? Well, Joel, you were the one saying they were shutting down our economy. You were right on that. They're shutting all this stuff down. They're doing it wrong. Do you think that if we keep this shutdown any longer, there'll be a civil unrest? I mean, because at some point, people are going to be like, I got to feed my family. F you, I need to go work.
Yeah,
right.
I think so. Absolutely. And it's the rebellion will come that, we aren't fighting it this way anymore. We're going back to life as usual. We'll take our chances with this little virus. And it's the very first thing people need to do is turn off the network news, because that's just, it's crazy that what they say, how they say it, and where they say it. And every single time they start talking about masks, the first thing out of my mouth is, well, if it's Iron Man, I'll wear it. You know, it's just like the cartoon character. It's just it's otherwise it's stupid. And if you just watch where you touch and you wash your hands, you're going to significantly increase your chances of not getting this virus, just like flu season, just like the common cold, just like H1N1, just like hepatitis.
Well,
you know, I mean,
just take
if
care
you're
of your
bound
immune
to get
system.
A virus, you're going to get that virus.
Take care of your immune system. That's
yes.
What we need to do. You know, I did wear a mask when I went to China sometimes, and it was just because it was polluted. I felt better when I didn't, but then I didn't. I hated it.
Well, yeah, that's because of the air.
The air, it was polluted.
Yeah.
But in general, I didn't like to wear a mask. I can't breathe very well. And so I'm like, screw it. I'm not wearing a mask. Now that they're telling me to, I don't want to even more. It's like, well, you're telling me to do it. I have a little bit of that going on, too.
I don't. In my professional opinion, I don't think it's necessary. You know, for anybody that listens to anything that I say, I don't think it's necessary.
Go ahead.
And more. And more, I agree exactly, Joe. More importantly, it's harmful. Because think about it. You have they take a swab and they amplify a zillion times that little piece of RNA that's only a piece of something. It's not an infectious virus. They amplify it and say, oh, you're positive. Well, what do you think is the chance that little piece of RNA that's sitting in your nose will go, you know, 6 feet if you don't even cough? You certainly don't breathe it out.
That's right.
But what do you do, especially breathing dry air? They have to live in little droplets of stuff. So when you wear that mask and your immune
recirculates it.
You're literally giving yourself your own virus, reactivating, making yourself sick, and you are not protecting anyone. In fact, you're creating anger and fear. Take off the mask. You're immune suppressing yourself with the fear and the stress, as Sarah, you just said. Yeah, I can't wear those things. I have a deviated septum. I wouldn't be able to breathe at all, and you're choking. And so it's like, I wouldn't anyway, but yeah. So this is the point. Think about it realistically. You're not going to cough something on a beach with a nice little wind go breeze in the sunshine, you know, to somebody who's nowhere near you, especially the one you sleep with every night. You know, you're not giving it to him every night.
That's a whole different set of diseases that we transfer back and forth.
Well, you know.
But at any rate, it's impossible. The mask is so stupid, and you're hurting yourself. You're concentrating any virus within your own nasal pharyngeal cavity.
Okay, well, let me ask
in your nose, in your mouth, in your throat.
Let me ask you another question. There's this stupid, and I probably shouldn't qualify it as stupid, but I have to. People, I think it's a disinfo campaign to make everybody look dumb. And they're going around saying that viruses aren't real and they're not contagious. And I just won't bite on. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on here? What are your thoughts? If you can just say it's dumb and we can move on, but why, what do you think's going on there? Anybody want to talk?
Well, there are also people that believe the earth is flat.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's some kind of psyop. It's a disinfo campaign to make everybody look stupid. I really do. And then if you talk about it, an average person won't listen to you and get information from you because they all know we had colds growing up. It's so obvious. We got colds. We gave it to our brother and sister. They gave it to us. We're all sick, feel like crap. We gave it to our classmates. We know we got colds. So if you tell us that they don't exist, we know you're wrong.
Chicken pox parties.
That's what I mean. We just know they're wrong. And so it's an easy way to write people off. And I think that's why they're doing the disinfo. And that it works, right? It's a good disinfo campaign.
Right. Well, and interestingly, you say, we all know, we all developed healthy immune systems. We had measles parties. We had chickenpox party. We had our little natural herd immunity thing going on. We never knew what you called it. We just got together. Everybody got sick. You stayed home for a week, just developed a strong immune system. And now none of us got cancer then. But since 1986, you know, the vaccine program up and up and up, the reality is, hey, if they kill all of us who remember, all you need to do is enjoy healthy non-GMO food and keep yourself well, and you'll live 94 years like my grandmother, who lived on full fat cheese, full fat ice cream, spinach and champagne for a little fermentation chemistry. You know, she's fine, never sick a day in her life until they took the champagne away and she got pneumonia and died. You know, 94 years old.
Wasn't worth living anymore.
Well, that's about it. So,
right. But see, that's what you won't remember that reality anymore. We all remember all of these people think a vaccine is going to save them. They don't remember the reality. What do you mean, chicken pox? Who cares? And now that because the chicken pox vaccine doesn't work, proven by Ronald Goldman, you know, 20 years ago, Dr. Ronald Goldman, doesn't work in a large study to show. Now everybody gets shingles, because what is that? The re-expression of the dormant, the dormant pathogen, and it causes, it spreads the reservoir through the body. Your immune system will keep these things quiet. It works and it develops lifelong immunity. It remembers danger-associated molecular patterns, pathogen-associated molecular patterns. They know your immune system's so many redundant mechanisms that, you know, this is a nothing.
And it's segmented. Your immune system is segmented, like you mentioned earlier, the specific macrophages that are in different tissues, so that if one part of your immune system goes wacko, that's a scientific term, that the rest of your body can then get those guys back in line. And the body is a tremendous design. And if you need another example, you can talk about the train wreck story that is Gardasil.
It's the exact same. So Gardasil is human papillomavirus. Human papillomavirus doesn't cause cervical cancer or any other cancer, because 99% of the people after their first love has human papillomavirus. And many babies and people are even born with that in the human virome. So this campaign with this horrible vaccine, given it puberty that is maiming and killing, the clinical trials were fraud. There was no placebo-controlled study. And Bobby Kennedy and many other great people have been in court, you know, to suing Merck because it was out-and-out fraud for that vaccine. But this has been going on. We've known of whole countries, Somalia, and others, just destroyed, you know, the girls. I can't even tell you how many watched Vax 2, the People's Stories, fabulous movie, Vax 2, the People's Stories, Polly Tomy. And it shows you a whole segment on that train wreck, the Gardasil vaccine. You know, it's a horrific nightmare, not just a train wreck, but
it exposes the profits over health. It exposes profits over health, the absolute greed of the pharmaceutical industry.
And we just have to reject it.
And they run our country.
But they run our country. They're in charge, it seems like. We got the nut job weirdos, greedy people in charge who don't care about humanity. Now, we need to reject it. I can bet you quite a bit that this show is going to be censored. If it's not, I would be in shock, especially with what we're talking about. So what can people do? I mean, what do we need to do? I know we need to share this. We need to talk to people. But what do you do when you have the person with deer in the headlights that don't believe you because they...
It's the...
Pop the mask and go in the street and say no more. We need to rebel. The police officers feel the same way. You know,
take back the night.
Right.
Oh, we might have lost Judy. Nope, there she is.
Sorry, one of my friends keeps calling. He's listening.
We got to take back the night. You have to take possession of your own life. You have to say enough is enough, and you have to stick your neck out and say, "Not in my house." That's
right.
Simple.
Yep.
You have to have the courage, right? We have to have courage to do what's right.
Yeah.
And we can't be afraid because now it's all on the line and people, I'm hoping enough people wake up. It's so obvious now. I mean, they're going after our whole economy. They're trying to take us all down and shift everything to the east.
That could be the blessing. So what I say is Easter Sunday, go out, no more. You know, the blessing in all of this is everybody realizes this horrible, you know, 40-year, 50-year take away our religious freedoms, take away humanity, Holocaust.
Let's the resurrection of common sense.
Correct. Correct. He is risen, and so are we the people.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Now, how do people get hold of you? How does Donald Trump get hold of you so that he can get you on his council and he can start listening to you too? I mean, you should be his advisors. But anyways, how do people learn more about you? You have a new documentary that came out with the Epoch Times. Talk about what you, and then I think you have other, you have a book obviously that came out. Can you talk about that, Judy? And then we're going to get to Joe.
Yeah, plaguethebook.com is our website. Our book, which comes out April 14th, that's next week, two or three days from now, is available in hard copy. As you know from your last show, people that pre-order the hard copy, I'll send them the electronic advanced reader copy, and I'm doing that right now as we speak. So plaguethebook.com. This book tells exactly the story of how this is a plandemic, and it was planned to take down our country and take away our freedoms. And so we can stop it. And I know President Trump is aware of our efforts. Our book is co-sponsored by childrenshealthdefense.org. So Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s organization to defend the children, to defend our families against any more of this. So you can find it at either place, and look forward to hearing from more of your listeners.
And Joe, you have a fabulous program, so I want to make sure you get your HOPE program.
Yep, thank you, Sarah.
So go ahead.
I'm Dr. Joe Newsma, and I've actually become quite a frequent guest for Sarah's shows, and I appreciate that tremendously. My company is Superior Toxicology, and you can get a hold of me at superiortoxicology.com. And I am one of the biggest proponents on the globe for C60 Complete. It's carbon 60 combined with black seed oil and curcumin. And those three elements together is the closest thing you'll find to Ponce de Leon's Fountain of Youth. And that's an entirely different show, but I'm happy to talk to anyone about that for any length of time at any given time. And then my other program that Sarah really loves is I help people get rescued from polypharmacy. I've made a living from the pharmaceutical industry for 30 years, but I know how destructive and evil the pharmaceuticals are for people's bodies. And in today's physician network, physicians don't have enough time to talk to people about what drugs they're on, what drugs they were on when they came into their office, and then they add on two or three more drugs before people know it. They're on from 2 to 12 different drugs, and they don't know why, what for, or how long they've been on those drugs. So the HOPE program, Health Optimization Prescription Evaluation, is for those people that feel their life is spiraling downward out of control because they have to take so many drugs. What I do is a thorough analysis of why you're on the drugs, how long, what the doses are, what they're for, and what they've done to you. And I come up with questions and challenges for you to bring back to your healthcare provider to have them prove to you why you still need to be on these drug products. Every single person who's gone through the process has changed their life. Every single one. I can't tell you how valuable it is to have somebody that really gives a shit about what type of drugs that you are actually on. I'm that guy. And you can get that at superiortoxicology.com or just Google Dr. Joe for Hope. And you'll find me.
Excellent. Okay.
That's fabulous.
Thank you so much. It's so great. And I just hope he gets hold of you. I'm talking Dr. Trump, or Dr. President Trump, because I mean, can you imagine if we had you two being the advisors for him? I mean, let's clean up our country. And I know it would be difficult because I don't think Merck and all these other big pharmas would like it very much. But oh my gosh, think of how farther along we could be. So thank you so much for joining us.
I'll tell you what,
program.
Sarah, I'll take his call.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure
I'll take
his
call and I'll say thanks to Sarah for making you call me.
Yeah, call them, Mr. President. Call them. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining the program, and I really appreciate it. And I'm sure all the listeners and humanity appreciates everything that you are doing and will be doing.